Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on June 9 regarding Sean, S-H-A-W-N, Gogolin, G-O-G-O-L-I-N. Sean Gogolin is a 47-year-old male who reports he injured his back and right leg at work on 3/26/19. Appeared on that occasion that his partner drops the stretcher that they were both carrying when this occurred. Period. He went to Cooper emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He accepted physical therapy and injections but did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Period. He's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, he alleged he was lifting a heavy patient on 3/26/19, causing injuries to his back and right leg. Prepared treatment records show he was seen at the emergency room on 3/26/19, period. He reported that he and his partner were lifting a 350-pound patient, and the stretcher came up unevenly. Period. He felt pain on his right low back radiating to his left leg and increased numbness in his right leg and toe. Period. He had a history of gastric bypass for obesity. Period. He has never smoked. Period. He was evaluated and administered pain medications, period. He was seen by Dr. Greenman, G-R-E-E-N-M-A-N, to whom he related, he, quote, I have rods already in my back, period, end quote. He was having 10/10 pain and 10/10 numbness, period. His discharge diagnosis was radicular low back pain, period. In paragraph on 3/28/19, he was seen by Dr. Heck, H-E-C-K, period. He noted Mr. Gogolin was taking oxycodone, magnesium, flexeril, ducrosate, and gabapentin, period. He had completed a Medrol dose pack by this visit, period. It was noted he had a history of back surgery 6 to 7 years before, period. After examining the petitioner, Dr. Heck diagnosed acute right side of the low back pain with sciatica, spinal stenosis of the lumbar region, period. He was to follow up with Dr. Chavone, S-C-H-I-A-V-O-N-E, in 1 week, period. New paragraph. However, Mr. Gogolin was then seen at WorkNet on 4/1/19, period. His history, as marked on page 1 of that report, will be inserted. He was examined and underwent lumbar spine x-rays. Here they showed post-surgical hardware with 2 rods and 5 screws along with degenerative joint disease. Period. He was prescribed Motrin and his Naprosyn was discontinued. Period. Cryotherapy was advised. Period. He followed up over the next few weeks and remained symptomatic, period. On 4/8/19, it was noted his prior lumbar laminectomy and internal fixation was 5 years ago after suffering a work-related injury and motor vehicle accident in which he was the pedestrian struck by a car. Period. He was now 12 days post the present injury. Period. Physical therapy had not yet been approved. Period. On /5/2/19, the petitioner expressed how his first physical therapy session was only the day before. Period. He wanted to continue therapy as well as see a neurosurgical physician for a second opinion. Period. He had already seen Dr. Mitchell in that regard on 4/30/19. Period. However, he was not satisfied with that appointment and would like to see another neurosurgeon if possible. Period. He remained symptomatic. Period. Dr. Nepp, N-E-P-P, made medication adjustments and they discussed how to obtain a second opinion. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Gogolin was seen on 4/17/19 by Dr. Goldenberg, G-O-L-D-E-N-B-E-R-G. Period. Presented after a fall that day on his steps after drinking at home. Period. Fell backwards and hit his head, but was unsure if he lost consciousness. Period. Had no other complaints on presentation to the trauma bay. Period. Exam found a bleeding wound from the scalp posteriorly that was stitched for hemostasis prior to definitive closure. Period. He had no tenderness, abrasions, contusions, or wounds at the back. Period. He was neurologically intact with a Glasgow Coma Scale of 15/15. Period. He underwent several x-rays, including a chest x-ray that was negative. Period. He had a CAT scan of the brain and cervical spine that were negative. Period. CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis were also negative. Period. Several laboratory studies were also completed. Period. The physician explained that there was no intracranial or spinal injury on CAT scan. Period. His collar was cleared and he was instructed in wound care. Period. He also had a right fifth rib fracture that he admitted was an old injury and was aware of. Period. He refused admission to the hospital and was discharged home with his fiance. Period. His ethanol level was 286.9, with a reference range of normal being less than 50 milligrams per deciliter. But accordingly, he was clearly under the influence of alcohol on this occasion. Period. New paragraph. Neurosurgical consultation was obtained by Dr. Mitchell on 4/30/19. Period. We will insert what is marked from his first page, and then same on the second page. Period. His diagnosis was a lumbar sprain. Period. He ordered a course of physical therapy for the next 4 weeks. Period. Mr. Gogolin followed up with Dr. Mitchell on 5/21/19, having completed therapy with some improvement. appeared his leg symptoms had resolved, although he still had some numbness. Appeared he had minimal, he had back pain with minimal improvement. Appeared he had a negative straight leg raising maneuver compared to it being positive upon the first visit. Period. Dr. Mitchell wanted to review records from Cooper Hospital after his surgery, as well as 2017, to understand baseline and help with determining causation. Period. On 6/4/19, Dr. Mitchell did have the opportunity to review his earlier diagnostic studies. That will be inserted as marked. Period. Some of these will include the more recent studies. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Mitchell stated he had a pre-existing history. Period. In going over the timeline, it did not make sense that he had imaging in 2017. Period. He reportedly did well from his surgery and returned to work without restrictions or significant sequelae 6 months after the surgery. Period. This would be 2015 and therefore no need for imaging in 2017. Period. The patient indicated his daughter kicked him in the back and he went to Cooper Hospital to be evaluated in 2017. Period. That was the rationale for the CAT scan and MRI in 2017. Period. He wanted to review those records as well, since understanding the pre-injury baseline was critical. Period. Additional physical therapy was advised. Period. On 5/24/19, flexion extension x-rays of the lumbar spine were done to be inserted here. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed callus formation, common dirty palms, and dirt under the nails bilaterally. Period. Extremities lower. Deep tendon reflexes were 1 plus at the patella bilaterally and 2 plus at the Achilles. Period. The rest of that is normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He changed positions slowly and was able to squat and rise. Period. Inspection revealed a midline 3-inch scar, consistent with his prior surgery. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 25 degrees with tenderness. Period. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 90 degrees. He listed only a little back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. He did have a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. On 3/26/19, Sean Gogolin injured his lower back at work when he and his partner were carrying a heavy patient on a stretcher. Period. He did go to Cooper Emergency Room the same day. Period. It was noted he had a history of prior lumbar spine surgery. Period. He followed up with Dr. Heck, a primary care physician, and then WorkNet. Period. On 4/17/19, he was seen at Cooper Emergency Room again after falling while at home. Period. It was noted his blood alcohol level was extremely high, and he refused to be admitted to the hospital. Period. In paragraph, he was then evaluated neurosurgically by Dr. Mitchell, who obtained a more thorough history and assessment of his earlier diagnostic studies. Period. Additional physical therapy was ordered. Period. It does not appear that Mr. Gogolin underwent, and I'll scratch that. New paragraph. The current exam of Mr. Gogolin found him to be deconditioned. Period. He has a history of gastric bypass or obesity. Period. This obviously is a risk factor for the development and acceleration of disc disease. Period. He had variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Paired neural tension signs were negative. Paired, he had skin changes on the hands consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Paired, in paragraph, this case represents 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back or right leg with respect to the incident of 3/26/19. Paired, on that occasion, Mr. Gogolin at most sustained a sprain that was superimposed upon prior lumbar spine pathology and surgery. Period. That surgery was done in 2015. Period. He also had an exacerbation of his pain in 2017 when his daughter kicked him in the back. Period. The incident on 3/26/19 did not permanently aggravate or accelerate his underlying low back problems to a material degree. Period. And put this in bold, as per your cover letter, he was involved in a prior motor vehicle accident on 8/28/07, but the records have not been able to be obtained at this point. Period. Mr. Gogolin admits to only the motor vehicle accident in 2014. Period. He denies any other motor vehicle accident injuries. Period. He also had been diagnosed with colon cancer, treated surgically in 2020. Period. And that is the end.